We're doing Sefer Hamidot, we're on page Shina in Tet. The Magen Medivna had been discussing the perspective one should have when entering prayer. He discussed the idea that we have to refocus on the concept of Hashgacha when we're entering prayer. Then he discussed the idea that we're familiar with from the Tome Dvorah, from the Rav Moshe Cordoviro, that although we are actually disrespectful in our behavior, Hashem repeatedly gives us strength to act, even though we use that strength improperly. So that's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it should lend a sense of shame as we enter prayer. We haven't lived up to our responsibilities. On the other hand, it's an encouragement. Hashem repeatedly acts with kindness towards us. And now he continues and says, "Ma'ikru bazeh divrei rabotein zichonam livracha," and how precious are the words of our sages with regards to this in the Talmud tractate Brachos, afiru b'shashat malei aleihem ivrak isha ubara, that our sages said that when a person is going through a place of danger, so he shouldn't stop his journey to say Shmon Esrei. Bad idea. It says there was a rabbi who did it, and they told him, bad idea, what are you doing? You're risking your life. So it says there's a short prayer you could say. And the Mishnah says a person should say, B'sh'ata yibur yuchol tzorchehem lefanecha. At the time of Ibur, all their needs should be present before you. So the Talmud asks on the Mishnah, what does that mean, Bishat HaIbur? Ibur could mean a leap year. Ibur could mean a pregnant woman. Ibur could mean an angry person. So our sages say the prayer is saying, even at a time when you're filled with anger at them, like a pregnant woman. Someone once commented, don't ever say this when your wife is pregnant, but someone once commented that he was sitting in a room and a pregnant woman walked in, and what he saw was a stomach and then a person. So don't tell your wives this ever. But a pregnant woman has a stomach that's disproportionate to her body, right? It's as though that's the major part of who she is for the final few months. So the Talmud says, what does a person mean when he says this prayer? Bishat ha'ibur. At the time of Ibur, yiyu kol tzorchehem lefanecha, even at a time when you are filled with evra, with anger, like a pregnant woman, like an ubara, yiyu kol tzorchehem lefanecha. May all the people's needs be present before you. We ask you, Hashem, at this time of danger, even if you're upset at us, help us out. If we want to understand this, so we have to look at another anecdote that our sages said about a woman who is in the process of giving birth. So our sages say, and we learned this in the Ein Yaakov a few weeks ago, in Tractate Shabbos, the Talmud says, why is it that women are in danger during childbirth? And a few months ago, we brought in the statistics, how even today, childbirth is a very risky thing. That in more developed countries, so the statistics are down. But throughout the world, women do tend to die in childbirth. There's a very high mortality rate for childbirth. So the Talmud says, one example is when you're trying to slaughter an ox. So an ox is a very big animal. I had the interesting experience of going up to north in New York, northern New York, upstate New York, where they slaughtered deer. And they had bison there, which I guess they were also going to slaughter. Now, if you've ever seen bison, they're about the size of, you know, from that door to that window. They're as big as a car and a half. You're talking about a huge animal. You ask yourself, how can anyone ever slaughter that? How do you hold it down? Like the fences were electrocuted. You can't have fences that'll hold back such an animal. You're talking about an animal the size of a truck. So they were electrocuted, the fences that held them in. So today we ask, how do you slaughter bison? Because we have machinery for everything else. But in the days of Chazal, they asked, how do you slaughter an ox? So you wait till the ox is down. And then they had all kinds of chains and shackles to hold it down in order to slaughter it. So the Talmud says the following allegory. It says, Nafal Torah, when the Torah, Aramaic for shor, is tor, right? When the ox falls, chadet sakina, sharpen the knife. That's another way of saying that when the ox is down, that's the time you got to finish it off. בחבנת מליצותם זיכרונם לברכה על דרך תינוק המתחתה לפני אביו ואין החטאים גדולים כל כך עד שיתעורר על ידיהם לקחת שבט מוסר לייסר אותו. So remember, our sages are coming to explain why is it that at childbirth women are more prone to dying. And the sages compare it to the ox. When he's down, that's when he gets clobbered. So our sages were comparing it to a child that's doing things that are wrong. And it's not at the point where the father is going to punish him. And you'll see this as parents. You tell the kid to go to sleep, and they come out and they say, I'm thirsty, and they come out and they say, I'm hungry, and they come out and they say, I just need to scratch my head, and they give you all kinds of funny excuses. And you try to be patient and patient and patient until they come out and they pull their sister's hair and they wake up their siblings and they cross a line. There reaches a point where you say, Ad kan. So then when the kid finally does something where he's deserving of getting reprimanded, then you come back and say, look, you got out of bed and you did this, and you got out of bed and you did that, and you got out and you pushed your luck, and you pushed it and you pushed it, and now you're going to get it. So you come to terms with him over everything. You take him to task over everything. The same is true about a woman. She's giving birth, and suddenly she's in pain. The truth is, she's not only in pain, but anatomically, she's starting to bleed. The body has to stop bleeding. So today, right after a woman gives birth, they give her shots. They give her shots, one shot, to help the placenta come out. Once upon a time, we were always careful not to say mazel tov till the placenta came out, because the woman wasn't out of danger till after the placenta came out. It's very good the baby's alive, so you have a baby. For the father, it's a mazel tov. But no, it's not a mazel tov yet, because the mother's in danger. Till today, women can bleed to death. One of the major complications we have today is that women will continue bleeding after childbirth because a piece of the placenta is left inside. And then the body won't stop bleeding. So technically, the woman is in a state where she needs to heal. Childbirth is a state that there's a real danger involved. So today, we have ultrasounds, and even so, sometimes doctors miss a piece, and the woman will continue bleeding, and it can be very dangerous. Sometimes even if the woman doesn't continue bleeding, but she gets infection because she's wounded, and now she has something that has to heal that also can get infected. So childbirth is dangerous. So a woman during childbirth is now in pain. So then, being that she's down, so to speak, physically, her mazel is down, then she gets judged over everything. Even over things that technically you'd never judge her for. In heaven, they'd never judge her over that. But now that she's being judged, she's being taken to task, so to speak, so then she's being called to task over everything. And by the way, we saw in Talmud that men are also taken to task when they get sick, when they have dangerous situations, when a man goes speeding and he doesn't buckle up. So in heaven they say, okay, you're risking it, buddy. Let's see, are you worthy of making it out alive? So that's what we mean during this prayer. We say, Hashem, even when you're really upset at them, you should have mercy over them. You should look at their needs. What we're saying is, even if we've reached a point where we deserve to get punished, you're really upset at us. We know we've crossed the line. And now maybe I'm standing in this dangerous situation, and maybe now's the time you'll take me to task over the things I did wrong. We just said that that's how it works, right? You cross a certain line, and just like when a woman reaches a point of danger, so then she can be taken to task over everything she's done in her life, the same is true for a man. So what's the prayer we say? We say, Hashem, even if you're really upset at us now, even if we've really crossed the line, and now I'm in a point of danger, please, at this point, have mercy. Take a look at what I need. That's what we're saying. Bishat ha'ibur. Remember, we say at a time like a pregnant woman. Why is it like a pregnant woman? Just like a pregnant woman is taken to task when she's delivering. Now that a person's at a time of danger, so he's also possibly taken to task over everything he's done wrong. So that's what he's saying. Hashem, please, my needs should be before you now as well. So that's the conclusion of this chapter. The Magen Midovna says, as we enter prayer, one of the thoughts we should have is, again, as we're preparing for prayer, as we stand there for those few seconds before we start Shmoneh Esrei, is that who knows where we're standing. We tend to think about all the great merits we have. Rabbona Shalom, help me out. Of course I'm deserving. Look at all the wonderful things I've done. We remember that. But in fact, there are a lot of things if we'd be honest with ourselves, there are things we should have done better. So when we enter prayer, we have to stop and think that we're coming before Hashem, who is merciful. We're not coming with great claims. We might have needs and requests. And so just as we say this prayer at a time of danger, Hashem, please remember our needs, even if I don't deserve it. Every time we enter prayer, technically we should stop and think, even if I've pushed the envelope a little bit too far today, Hashem, remember, I have needs, help me out, in spite of what I've done wrong.